Shia, good morning and welcome to drstanley.com. I'm Dr. Stanley. The aspect of Venus conjunct Neptune. So that's spiritual love. That's the big news today. And it's exact at 7:25 a.m., which takes the edge off from yesterday if you had not so quite a wonderful Valentine's Day as you had imagined. And this takes the qualities of Pisces to a higher level. So first of all, Neptune is the natural planetary ruler of Pisces, and Neptune is the higher octave of Venus. So Neptune is actually Venus exalted. So you see, this aspect has a pretty cool spiritual vibe. This is spiritual love at its finest. Venus conjunct Neptune is pure love without scratches, tears, tears, rips, or holes. So what's so incredible about this aspect is it can heal with love. And I'm guessing that Jesus, he had Venus conjunct Neptune. I'm just guessing here. And he confirmed the apostles with this power, Venus conjunct Neptune, when he breathed on them the Holy Spirit and said, "As my Father sends me, I send you." Isn't that cool? That's John 20:22. So this is deep and beautiful spiritual love. As my Father sends me, I send you. Let that really melt into your mind. It's deep, folks. It is really deep. I have chills because the torch keeps getting passed through the generations. This is deep. But then again, Pisces is deep. After all, Pisces rules the depths of the ocean and the vast blue sea. This is also why expansive and breathtakingly huge Jupiter is Pisces' ancient ruler due to its size, the king planet. What other planet could possibly rule the deep blue sea besides Neptune with his trident or his tuning fork to tune in, right? Intuition. This energy requires us to tune in like a tune fish. It's really, really deep. The tuning fork to tune in, Neptune, Pisces, which is the most intuitive sign of the zodiac. Venus conjunct Neptune can not only bring about healing, but bring about healing simply through the depth of its love. It can heal. So you've probably experienced at some point through your life a healing through love. That's Reiki, right? Rubbing the toe, you stub your toe, you rub your toe, you're loving yourself, petting. It's Reiki. It's done with prayer and kindness that transcends the physical plane. Do you remember the write-up the other day when I talked about the Holy Spirit and how prayer feeds the fire? So I wrote this on Monday, February 13th, 2023. Is anyone out there really even praying for a great outcome? A client of mine, please contact me because I can't remember your name, taught me that prayer feeds the fire of the Holy Spirit. She did not say it this way, but this is my interpretation of what she said. Prayer is like throwing a log on the fire that makes the fire grow bigger. The Holy Spirit is that fire. The fire burns no matter what, but when you pray, a log gets thrown on the fire gets bigger. The bigger the fire, the bigger the response. For instance, we know that when we see a response to a fire by many fire departments, the fire is bigger. The bigger the fire, the bigger the response by the number of units and firehouses pressed into service. You must pray and feed the fire. Venus conjunct Neptune has such depth of love that healing takes place due to faith, grace, belief, and love. This love has a transcendental quality to it. There's a movie called Breakthrough, which is based on a true story about a Lake St. Louis, Missouri boy who slipped through an icy lake in January 2015 and was underwater for 15 minutes before resuscitative efforts even began. Once he was rescued, he remained in a coma, leaving his mother no other option except one. She burst into the hospital room and spoke out loud this prayer: "Holy Spirit, please come and give me back my son." The boy's heart started beating and he lived. Fast forward, a movie gets made, right? Talk about having a purpose in life, right? The scariest, worst, and most awful times in our life have a purpose. That right there is the faith, grace, belief, and love of Venus conjunct Neptune. This was not just the mother speaking this prayer. She had faith. She stood in grace, unearned favor. She had belief and she loved. The perfect ingredients for a miracle. Unearned favor is grace. That means you did nothing to deserve it. God gave. God gives something just because. Just because you're you. You have done that very thing with your children or someone, right? God knows and you knew they didn't deserve it, but you gave to them. You gave anyway because you loved them. They received through grace, unearned favor. This aspect is like a love hypnosis where it has the strength and power to do good. Hypnosis through osmosis. Especially when it can access, source, or grab motivation and drive to do the most good. In other words, when it is on purpose. So you see, this is an amazing aspect. Use it. Use it wisely, folks. Use this aspect for anything such as renewing your faith, maybe to do some healing work, or to repair or renew a relationship. Have a great day, everyone. And as we say in Cherokee, Thane, the Gohaya. Until we meet again.